3 days into the Republican National Convention, and so far, what have we learned? Not much, despite the All Eyes on Tampa coverage of the Dog and Pony Show being splashed all over the media. Ann Romney, wife of Republican nominee Mitt Romney, tries to convince us that her husband is just a regular guy. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie suggests that the country follow in the footsteps of his state, where residents had to share in the sacrifice to balance the state's budget. What we don't hear in the media reports about these speeches? Why the Romneys stubbornly refuse to release more tax information to the public so we can decide for ourselves who Romney is. That a federal judge ruled in 2011 that Christie's sacrificial budget cuts meant that the state could not provide a thorough and efficient education to 1.4 million kids in New Jersey, and that his cuts also left crime-ravaged Camden, one of the top 10 most dangerous cities in the nation, without a police department. The media has been giving us blow-by-blows of the speeches and the audience response, but where is the analysis of what those speakers have done and accomplished during their tenures in office? Do their records hold up under scrutiny? Have they been forthcoming with the public as they seek our support? What do their words really mean? It's the power of ideas, not our rhetoric, that attracts people to the party, Christie told the RNC on Tuesday night. It's unfortunate that it's the rhetoric, more than the ideas, that everyone's been trotting out all week. And it's even more unfortunate that we'll be seeing more of the same when the Democratic National Convention rolls around in September.